So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey folks, it is Tommy Freedom, and welcome back to another 30 minutes of Freedom Rings. I'm going to start the show by going over stereotypes, because Kamala, looks like Kamala to me, but she pronounces it Kamala Harris, the uncharming negress out of, I believe it is California, made a recent statement about using marijuana that was a stereotype beyond anything that you or I could make regarding black people. She, of course, supports the use of recreational marijuana, and she says that she, in and of herself, has smoked this particular herb. Okay? Well, that's fine. You know, what you do in private is your own business. I don't really care. But she went on to say that it was part of her family history, as half of her family was from Jamaica. Whoa! Half of her family was from Jamaica? So she smokes marijuana? Whoa! Hey, folks, if you or I had said that, that would have been a racist, stereotypical statement regarding Jamaicans and the fact that they love their marijuana, man. Oh, no, that wasn't Jamaican. De la de marijuana, man. Was that better? Anyway, look, stereotypes are stereotypes. It doesn't matter who makes them, okay? Now, that one was a serious one. It was a stereotype nonetheless. Now, we have stereotypes about blacks. We have stereotypes against Asians. We have stereotypes about, hell, even Italians, you know, that are white too. I mean, stereotypes are made for a reason, because there are certain things that you associate with certain people. Now, one of those is blackface. Who really made blackface popular, folks? Al Jolson, a Jew, not the whites. But when it became obvious that this was entertainment, everybody jumped on the bandwagon. But blackface went back even far beyond Al Jolson. Now, you've got all this stuff coming out recently about this Virginia governor, what's his name, Northam, and some others that were photographed wearing blackface. And not in all cases, this was not blackface. In one of these instances, it was somebody at a frat party dressing up like Michael Jackson. Okay? Oh, and speaking of Michael Jackson, nobody says anything about him trying to make himself look white. Where's the outrage about a black man trying to make himself look white? But getting back to blackface, real blackface, now all of a sudden there is an institution coming out saying that their yearbooks feature people in blackface going as far back as the 1800s. Yeah, it was commonplace. You made fun of them. That was funny. It was entertainment at the time. Why in the hell are you apologizing in the year 2019 for something that occurred in the late 1800s. You see, this is all part of the politically correct crap that is shoved down our throats, folks. And we are expected to apologize for something that happened over 120 years ago? Give me a break. Now let's get back to the blackface versus the whiteface. Remember that movie with the the Wayans brothers, Damon Wayans and one of his brothers, White Chicks, where these two black FBI agents went undercover, they put on blonde wigs and put on white makeup and portrayed themselves as white women to go undercover? Was there any outrage over that? Of course not. Why? Because we don't care. We don't care if someone else wants to look white. What about the hundreds of thousands or millions of black women out there who dye their hair blonde? It looks stupid as hell. Obviously, blacks don't have blonde hair. They want to look white. They lighten their skin to look white. Do we care? No. Why? Because it's common sense. If you want to look like us, hey, imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. That's why I don't agree with these white women that go out and lay in the sun to darken their naturally white skin up to look like a Latina. Why do you do that? I don't know. But if you want to do that, that's fine. Are the Mexicans getting mad because some brunette lays out in the sun and gets her skin nice and dark? No. So why do the blacks get offended by the blackface? And I'll tell you why. Because it accentuates everything that they despise about themselves. Their black skin, their huge lips, and their idiotic behavior. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that racist? Call the PC police. George, what are you doing? No, it was just an expression. Don't call the police. Hang the phone up now. George, you're an idiot. But you know what? That gives me an idea. I think I'm going to make a PC police public service announcement for an upcoming show. So thank you. No, you're not fired. Not this time, but you're getting close. So be careful. You know what, folks? With all this talk about stereotypes, our friend Sheriff Buford P. Slaughter of Confederate County, Alabama, has submitted yet another public service announcement regarding Confederate County, Alabama. So I think, since we're talking about stereotypes, and there's nothing more stereotypical than the Southern Sheriff, at least on TV and in the movies, let me just go ahead and run this public service announcement from our good friend, Sheriff Buford P. Slaughter. This is Sheriff Buford P. Slaughter of Confederate County, Alabama, with another public service announcement. Now see there, I said it right this time. I've been practicing. This is a public service announcement regarding drinking and driving here in Confederate County. We here in Confederate County are well aware that some of our local entrepreneurs, oh, that was a big word, wasn't it? are producing some of the finest white liquor here in the South. We also realize that a lot of folk from other parts are coming here to imbibe in said liquor. That was another fancy word. Now, I know a lot of folks from up north tend to think we're all a bunch of dumb hicks down here in Alabama, and they don't know how to use fancy words. Well then, let me school y'all right quick, shall I? I know that some of y'all smart-alecky Yankees think that anti-disestablishmentarianism is the longest word in the English language, and by the way, do you even know what it means? Well, I do because I graduated from the 8th grade here in Confederate County High School when I was 16, and I have a damn fine education. It's opposition to the withdrawal of state support or recognition from an established church. Either way, it is not the longest word in the English language, Mr. Smarty Pants. That honor goes out to pneumono ultramicroscopic silico-volcano kinesis, which if you break the combined words down clearly indicates it is a lung disease caused by the inhalation of volcanic ash resulting in a condition similar to white lung. I notice how I have mentioned white liquor and white lung. We take all things white quite seriously here in Confederate County. Anyway, this was supposed to be a public service announcement on drinking and driving, not an English lesson, so let me get back to the point at hand. Do not, under any circumstances, consume any of our quality white liquor here in Confederate County and attempt to drive. We take drinking and driving quite seriously, especially if you have an open container, as you might hit a bump and spill your drink, which should be a crime in and of itself. Do not waste a glass of good shine by dumping it in your lap. Now, should you get pulled over for drinking and driving, the best advice I can offer you is to keep both hands on the steering wheel and advise the deputy that you are not a damn Yankee. Don't worry about the gun laying on the seat next to you. Hell, we're all armed down here and we expect that. What we're concerned about is some drunk-ass Yankee driving around on our beautiful roads, spilling a high-quality shine, and causing an accident. You see, son, that there is a crime against nature, spilling good shine like that. So please come and visit our beautiful county. Take home some delicious white liquor and one of our local honeys, but don't drink and drive or else you find yourself on my county work farm. This has been Sheriff Buford P. Slaughter with the Confederate County, Alabama Sheriff's Office, located in the heart of downtown Whiteville, Alabama. And y'all come back now. Here. Stereotypes, folks, it is a one-way street. Now, was it my imagination, or did he sound a little bit higher pitched that time than the last public service announcement? I don't know, kind of sounded to me like he was a little jacked up, maybe on some of that southern shine himself. Maybe we can get him to call in and explain the difference for himself. He's already on the line? Well, patch him through, George. Yes, put him on. Get him on live. I want to hear what he has to say and explain himself. This is Sheriff Buford P. Slaughter of Confederate County, Alabama, responding to the alleged allegations regarding my state of mind during my last public service announcement, during which time you insinuated that perhaps I had indulged in some of our local moonshine, hence my slightly excited and higher pitched tone of voice. I resent that insinuation, you accusatory Yankee wannabe. Yeah, I listen to you broadcasting in from North Carolina, but you sound like a damn Yankee to me. Is that your professional Yankee sounding voice? Are you too embarrassed to sound like you's from Mecklenburg County, North Carolina? Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Tommy Freedom. I was not under the influence of any of our local shine during that production. So let me make that transparently clear. I was, however, quite excited to see my beautiful niece, Miss Bobby Sue, preparing for her high school bikini contest. Perhaps that might explain my higher tone of voice. Anyway, it was not, and I repeat, was not due to my indulgence of our local shine. Now, getting back to your false insinuation, had I been drinking during that POS, PSA, I would have been very relaxed, just like I am now. This most likely due to the fact that I consumed 7 shots of Jed Wiggins' finest stock early this morning. I was busy sleeping off until you called me and woke me up. That was not cool, son. Don't wake up Sheriff Buford P. Slaughter when he's trying to sleep it off, son. That's just downright disrespectful. Now, what was it I was calling you back to complain about? Oh yeah, I was not drunk when I made that announcement, so kiss my white ass. You can play as much as you want, cause as nothing to hide. Hang on a second. My law's calling me. Hello? Oh, shit, you're right. Yeah. Hey, I gotta go there, Tommy-o. Later.
Well, something tells me that not only did not answer the questions involved, but they opened even more. And, well, I guess on that note, it's time to take a break.
Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Join Canadian Association for Freedom of Expression director Paul Fromm for Walking on the Fighting Side of Me. That's The Fighting Side of Me with Canadian Association for Freedom of Expression, Paul Fromm, only on KKKRadio.com.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Georgetown law professor Lewis Michael Seidman says that the U.S. Constitution is archaic and downright evil. And people like this are teaching in America's law schools? It's frightening. Well, here's your chance to listen to one attorney who stands on principle and fights for the dreams of freedom-loving Americans. Listen to Jason Robb, host of Cross Examine, each week right here on KKK Radio.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Of that clip is Nemo by Nightwish, and if you go online and pull up the music video for that particular song, you'll find a very attractive white woman wearing whiteface on top of it to make her even pale skin even paler. Now, is that racist? Don't think so. Certainly doesn't offend me, so everybody needs to get a grip on all this stuff. Now, I'm going to round out the last 10 minutes of this show by going over the incident regarding the Coast Guardsman who was arrested for potentially plotting to commit domestic terrorism. And we know that he was going after very prominent Democratic politicians as well as those in the media. And I think maybe even some judges as well. Now, folks, I have been telling you for the past several years that this was going to happen. People were going to be pushed too far, and they were going to start taking out these politicians like Pelosi. I'll guarantee you her name was on that list. I have not seen the list, but I'll guarantee you that her name is on that list. And these people are just, they've pushed us too far. And this is what it's come down to. This is only the tip of the iceberg.
So I'm going to read you the report from what was filed, deposition, that's when you take information from somebody, the complaint anyway. I'm having a brain fart at the moment. But there's about 3 pages of detailed information, letters that this guy had written, and what they found. And what they found is actually laughable. 15 firearms and 1,000 rounds of ammunition. They got a photograph of it, and it's all laid out like it's at a gun show somewhere. It's just evil that someone would have 15 firearms and 1,000 rounds of ammunition. Folks, before ammunition became as expensive as it is, I used to shoot 1,000 rounds in an afternoon. Give me a break. So let me go ahead and read you what's in this thing. It's kind of interesting to listen to the way this is written. It's like the way that I would turn in a report. Okay, so this is, I'm just going to read here. The defendant is Christopher Paul Hassan versus the United States of America. This is a motion for detention pending trial. The defendant intends to murder innocent civilians on a scale rarely seen in this country. He must be denied pending trial. I guess they forgot to put the word bail in there. Now, the background. On February 15th of 2019, the defendant was arrested pursuant to a federal criminal complaint. Well, yes. Which charged him with possession of a firearm and ammunition by an unlawful user or addict of a controlled substance. He was in possession of tramadol, which is an opioid and a Schedule IV controlled substance. The current charges, however, are the proverbial tip of the iceberg. The defendant is a domestic terrorist bent on committing acts dangerous to human life that are intended to affect government conduct. The court held an initial appearance for the defendant on the date of his arrest. The government moved for detention under blah, 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 blah. The court set a detention hearing on February 21st, 2019. To aid the court's determination that the defendant must be detained, the government files this memorandum in order to show through clear and convincing evidence that no condition or combination of conditions will reasonably assure the safety of any other person or the community writ large. Is that a mistake? I don't know. The defendant must be detained. The defendant is a lieutenant of the United States Coast Guard and currently assigned to the United States Coast Guard headquarters in Washington, D.C. as an acquisitions officer for the National Security Cutter Acquisition Program, whatever that is. And we don't care about what he did, serving time. Okay, here we go. Extremist views. Ooh, that sounds scary. The defendant has espoused extremist views for years. In a draft email dated June 2, 2017, located in the defendant's deletions subfolder under the recoverable items folder, the defendant wrote the following, and I will read this to you with all of its grammatical errors. Dear friends, maybe that's a bit of a misnomer. Acquaintances, more likely. Hope this finds you well. I am dreaming of a way to kill almost every last person on the earth. I think a plague would be the most successful, but how do I acquire the needed Spanish flu, botulism, anthrax? Not sure yet, but we'll find something. Interesting idea the other day. Start with biological attacks followed by attack on food supply. Have to research this. Two-pronged attack seems it might be more successful. Institute a bombing sniper campaign. What can I do? I will not do nothing. It seems inevitable that we are doomed. I don't think I can cause complete destruction on my own. However, if I would enlist the unwilling help of another powerful country would be the best. Who and how to provoke. New idea this weekend regarding Orthodox as a way for influence. Okay. Things to do in the next 4 years. Get out of debt. Buy a van to convert diesel. Buy land for family out west or possibly North Carolina mountains. I don't know. Liberalist, globalist ideology is destroying traditional peoples, especially white. No way to counteract without violence. It should push for more crackdown, bringing more people to our side. Much blood will have be spilled to get whitey off the couch. For some, no amount of blood will be enough. They will die as well as will the traitors who actively work toward our demise, looking to Russia with hopeful eyes or any land that despises the West liberalism, excluding, of course, the Muslim scum who rightfully despise the West liberal degeneracy. need to come off TDL, tramadol, clear my head, read and get education, have to move to friendly area and start to organize, get leadership within the community, sheriff, city manager, mayor, lawyer, not sure, but start now, be ready. Stockpile 5 locations, pack food, GN, don't know what that is, Sapporo's, AO, I have no clue, clothing, gear, combination experience for defense, extras, mortar, recoilless, where the hell are you going to find that, dude? Learn basic chemistry, start small. Buy land, put 3 homes and multiple hides, have way to get out and start hitting back. Use lines of drift, writing by Eric Rudolph. Have to take serious look at appropriate individual targets to bring greatest impact. Professors, DRs, not sure what that is. Politicians, judges, leftists in general. Look up tactics used during Ukrainian Civil War. During unrest, target both sides to increase tension. In other words, provoke government police to overreact, which should help to escalate violence. BLM protests or other left crap would be ideal to incite to violence. Gun rights people will never rise. Need religious to stand up. Please send me your violence that I may unleash it onto their heads. Guide my hate to make a lasting impression on this world. So be it. I don't know if there is truly a conspiracy of people out to destroy me and mine, but there is an attack nonetheless. For that reason, I will strike. I just can't strike to wound. I must find a way to deliver a blow that cannot be shaken off. Maybe many blows that will cause the needed turmoil. Food, fuel may be the key. If I disrupt 2 or 3 weeks when people start to loot and steal, protest, dress as cop, and shoot them. Burn down apartment complex, bar the doors first, thermite and gas station tank. Okay. That's some pretty serious stuff there, folks. And obviously coming from someone who is not of sound mind and or body by any means whatsoever. Now, I'm just scrolling through here real quick. There is way too much to go into here today. There is some, it's got the list too. I did find the list, so I will get into that. Next week, I'll come back and I'll take over where this leaves off and get this stuff out to you, because it is some pretty chilling stuff. I mean, we're lucky this guy was on our side. Had he been like Ted Kaczynski, it could have done some serious damage, but I don't care if he was on our side or not. Somebody like that is a danger and definitely did need to be removed from public. But again, this is what I've been telling you, folks. They push, and these are the people who are going to snap first, okay? So just because he happens to be way out there drinking the Kool-Aid, there are people like myself and others who listen to this show who are very intelligent, who are waiting and biding their time. These people are going to start first. Then people like you and I will come out. But for now, all you're going to see are the actual lunatics. But they're starting to come out now, folks. They've been pushed too far. And it won't be too much longer before people like you and I are pushed too far. And then it will be time. So speaking of time, I am out. So as always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Till next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now. George just made a very good point. What if it turns out that he was listening to this show and they can find that as evidence in his computer? Will the jackboots come kicking in my door? Let's hope not, folks. Let's hope not.